This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it is indeed. My name's Dean Buerta. Welcome to Inspired Youth SA here on Cliff Central, proudly brought to you by Pride Facts as well as Cliff Central, of course. How are you guys all doing today? What's happening out there in this wonderful world? Right, so Inspired Youth SA is a platform for the youth to engage with adult listeners, professionals, educators, influencers, and all there to showcase their thoughts, their talents, concepts, opinions, and ideally the advice for a greater future. Now, over the last 6 months, Pride Factor has had a wonderful relationship with the kind folk here at CliffCentral.com, the kind, fun, and wonderful folk here at CliffCentral.com, and we've been through the development of the Inspired Youth SA show, and it has been doing phenomenally well over the last 6 months, and we hope to stick around. So I thought today that I'd kind of jump on board and give you a couple of updates as to what has been going on, what is coming up, and what you can get excited for, the various opportunities and places that you're going to be able to find us, and of course how you can engage with us and or get involved with all things youth. Of course, on the 1st of June, we celebrate the starting of Youth Month in South Africa. That's the whole of June. July is normally known as Mandela Month. August, of course, Women's Month, gracefully. And then September is usually known as Heritage Month. So we're getting into our neck of the woods, be it June, and there are many, many, many things on the go, in which case you guys can get involved, take advantage of, and join us in inspiring, guiding, mentoring, and motivating tens, if not hundreds of thousands of youngsters around the country. But if you are listening and you are out there today, please get hold of us. We'd love to hear from you, see if we can possibly come and speak at your school or get involved or have you on the show, highlight your talents, your NGO, whatever it might be. Please reach out. We're on all the social media pages at Inspired Youth SA, hashtag Inspired Youth SA. Otherwise, pop us an email, info@pridefactor.co.za. Otherwise, reach us through our wonderful partners here at Cliff Central. So, all systems going on. Hang on to your horses. Here is a little update of some of the things that have been happening so far. So next up, what we're going to be doing is let's take a look at the calendar as to what's been happening so far and how you guys can get involved with all the things that are going on. We've got a couple of things that we've been highlighting over the last 6 months, and the first thing we'd like to catch up with is our man Peter Dunn. Now, Peter Dunn is doing a campaign for CHOC, which is the Childhood Cancer Organization, and he has been doing a campaign called 6 Million Steps. And if you wonder why it's called that, he is at the moment walking, get this, from the Mexican border all the way to the Canadian border. It is over 2,500 miles, 4,000 kilometers. He's taking 4.5 months to do it. And our man is currently on, I believe his latest update is around the 700-mile campaign. So go and check that out on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. 6 Million Steps, our young South African who is doing amazing things for the Childhood Cancer Foundation called CHOC. And go and see if you can donate. Otherwise, just get involved and follow his progress. I know he's been having some crazy ankle injuries, which you can imagine if you're going to be walking for 5 months straight. Yes, that's how long the campaign's going to take. 5 months. I know he's a month and a bit in so far, and he's been suffering with some major ankle problems, but go and check it out. Peter Dunn, 6 Million Steps on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Give him some support. You know, send him a message, tell him he's doing well, tell him you're proud of him, whatever it might be. He's doing some fantastic things down there, and we are very, very excited and love watching his progress. So go, Pete. Another thing that we've been promoting very well with our partners from Bullyproof is the anti-bully celebrity boxing match happening in Johannesburg on the 4th of August. This will be the third installment, if I'm not mistaken, for the Bullyproof campaign. It is a white-collar celebrity boxing match that I actually took part in last year and got my butt handed to me by Graham Richards. But enough on that. Let's talk more about positive things. So they're going to be back yet again. You can get your tickets at Ticket Pro, I believe it is. The event is on the 4th of August, as I say. The venue is still to be confirmed, but it is going to be in Gauteng. We've got the guys from Smith's Gym representing. We've got a number of people that we've had on the show. And some of the celebrities you can look forward to seeing are all the likes of Corne Kricher. He's fighting up against Ryan Buerta. I know Roxy Lowe's involved. Our very own Inspired Youth co-host Sunil Osman is going to be taking on Cole Wastey in a much anticipated match, because last year they were matched up, but due to, let's say, situations, that match never actually took place. This has all been organized by a young man called Bruce Benjamin down in Cape Town. You've probably seen him on some various TV shows in the morning. And it's all in aid of the JAG Foundation, that also does fantastic things in the NGO, NPO side of the world. So do go and check that out. Go and check out Anti-Bully or Bullyproof Campaign. Go and check it out on all the social media channels and you'll be informed accordingly. Other news that's going on, Dylan Governor. Well, if I see this man's name one more time, I don't even know. So Dylan Governor actually reached out, Dylan Governor, a young 15-year-old from KZN, reached out to us in Pride Factor about 2 years ago or so, and certainly did it very audaciously. He got his words out there and mentioned what it is that he's doing and how he is set and destined and determined to take this world by storm. 2 years later, the young man has done exactly that. Our young South African from KZN, Dala, has just been crowned Mr. Teen World over at the event ceremony in Istanbul in Turkey last month. And he's just arrived back in South Africa and has done us extremely proud. So if you are in the Gauteng area and would like to catch up with Dylan and see how he did it, how he accomplished exactly what he said he was going to, he will be one of our headline speakers at the upcoming Youth Month events on the 9th and 10th of June at Nasrec Center, in partnership with the Gauteng Provincial Government, CHEPO 1 Million, and the Youth of 76. So I will inform you more about that later. But a very, very big congratulations to our very own Mr. Teen World, Dylan Governor from KZN in South Africa. What an unbelievable feat. So more closer to home though, on the 29th and the 30th of May, which is very, very, very soon, we're going to be hosting an event with the Lesedi Municipality, and it is in celebration of the Mini Youth Month Expo. So Gauteng Provincial Government runs youth expos, youth career days, youth job finding opportunities, and all kinds of things. They are certainly leading by example when it comes to working with the youth, and they've decided to run a mini event out in Lesedi Municipality, which is about 95 to 100 kilometers south of Joburg, in a small place called Rotunda. I've actually been through there 3 or 4 times now for site checks, and the place is amazing. There's an unbelievable attitude, and there's an unbelievable want and demand for and encouragement down there. So on 29th and 30th of May, myself, my name's Dean, just in case you never caught that earlier on, Candice Moroseli, Sibu Sisu Malimi, Zarif Minty, our very own Bulelani Balabala, and our very own Kenneth Molefe are going to be down in Rotunda, inspiring, guiding, and mentoring about 2,000 people over a 2-day period. So just a very big round of applause, if you would, or a load of credibility given to the Lesedi Municipality, which is quite possibly a municipality that you haven't heard too much about. But here they are, leading by example, and just inviting loads and loads and loads of people down. There's going to be arts, there's going to be crafts, there's going to be talks, there's going to be youth dialogues. We've got the NYDA down there, we've got youth literacy, we've got Dr. Love and the previously disadvantaged side of things. We've got disability down there, we've got expos, we've got gifts, we've got prizes, and of course a full lineup coming to you from Inspired Youth with the likes of, as I say, our very own Kenneth Molefe, Zarif Minty, Bulelani Balabala, and then of course Candice Moroseli, as well as Sibu Sisu Malima. They're going to be all down there just inspiring, guiding, and mentoring all the youngsters. From there, all right, so do as I say, jot these down as we go along. So from Rotunda on the 29th and 30th of May, our next big event is the one that we have been much anticipating. It is the 4th annual Gauteng Provincial Government's Youth Careers, Jobs, and Opportunities Expo. Yes, It is a mouthful, but it is the biggest Youth Month event in the country. And if I'm not mistaken, the continent, in fact. Every year, the Gauteng Provincial Government hires the Nasrec Expo Center from the 9th to the 17th of June and buses in roughly 10,000 people a day. So for those 9 days, we'll have over 10,000 people there per day. We have exhibitors. We have the NYDA down there. We have the Gauteng Sports Department down there. We have schools. We have national literacy. We've got dancing. We've got performances. We've got I Am Not Dyslexic. And, of course, Inspired Youth yet again is going to be running events down there. So do diarize it now, please. You have been warned. And it's first come, first served. This is another free event, as is the Rotunda event. It is going to be on the 9th to the 17th of June at the Nasrec Expo Center. Welcome to all. Come and join us. Come and see what the Gauteng Provincial Government is doing in this youth space. Come and see what Chepo 1 Million is doing in this youth space. And come and celebrate Youth Month with us. There is a rumor of the President Ramaphosa coming into attendance on the 16th of June on Youth Day at one of the events organized through the event. But other than that, come and get involved. Find it on social media. Hashtag YouthOf76. We'll get you into all the right portals. And of course, as I say, come and join us down there for the Inspired Youth events. They're going to be happening on the 9th as well as the 10th in Hall Number 10. We're going to be running 4 events over 2 days, one from 10 o'clock or from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1, and then a shorter one in the afternoon from 2 until 5. That's the Saturday and the Sunday. Speaking alongside myself will be yet again Bulalani Balabala, Candice Modisele, Dylan Governor. We are talking to Percy Montgomery. We are talking to Mops Maponyana. We are trying to get Kakleko Mbo to join us again. Mini Dlamini was there last year. Danny Kay was there last year. Sajaba, Gigi LeMain, and of course DJ Sabu has been on the show many times. We are also trying to convince the main man behind this station to come and grace us with his presence for 20 or 30 minutes, Mr. Gareth Cliff himself. But we know he's a busy man, so we are trying our best. So hang tight there. As I say, for more information, go onto any social media platform and type in hashtag YouthOf76. Otherwise, go onto pridefactor.co.za and we've got all the details there. From there, we're going to be running another event simultaneously. Yes, as I said, Youth is one slam jam packed month. And yet again, Candice Modisele and myself are going to be joining up. No, there's nothing going on there. We just work extremely well together. So Candice and myself are going to be hosting the annual EduWeek event down on the 15th and 16th of June at Ticket Pro Dome. Now, this is one that is not to be missed, but is not so much for the youngsters, more so for the parents, the teachers, the educators, the principals, anyone involved with anything education. So as I say, we're going to be down there. Candice and I are going to be hosting the awards evening on the 15th of June and going to be hosting the main stage alongside Mark Sham and several other very highly influential people. 15th and 16th of June at Ticket Pro Dome. Come and check them out. Africa Exchange is going on. They've got dialogues, they've got exhibitions, they've got displays, they've got stages, they've got music and entertainment. It is going to be an amazing, amazing 2-day event. So thank you to the guys at Spintelligent for putting on such a fantastic event down at EduWeek. We are extremely excited. And to the supporters at Microsoft, love to see guys like that getting involved with fantastic concepts like this. So thank you all, and we'll see you down there then. From there, we'll be moving to, of course, July. July is Mandela Month, and we are in the centennial year. Now, someone the other day asked me, what is this whole centennial thing? If you don't know what it is, don't be ignorant. Do find out. Mandela would have been 100 years old this year. That's exactly what it is. So this July, we're going to be going bigger, better, faster, and more than ever before. We look like we are going to be partnering up with Abland. You've heard of Abland. You've seen them. They are everywhere. We're going to be running an event for roughly 900 youngsters on the 18th of July in celebration of Mandela Month out in Germiston, one of the pieces of property that they own. They have a school there, and they are keeping the youngsters there, about 900 people up until grade 8. So we're going to be going down and hosting an event for them and getting everyone inspired, encouraged, and excited. So do stay tuned to the Inspired Youth here on Cliff Central. We'll certainly be keeping you up to date with progress on that one. On to competitions. We all love free stuff, right? Right? Yes, of course we do. We still have a couple of gifts for our Africa Day competition. So to anyone out there, please, if you will take a photograph of yourself and put it onto social media with a hashtag of Pride Factor, hashtag of Africa Day, we are giving away one of 10 exclusive Pride Factor and FlexFit caps. They are very cool. We just want to see a photograph of what it is that you're all about for Africa Day. Yes, we have just missed Africa Day. We are past it. But every day is Africa Day, isn't it? We're all African and we love our lives. So every day is Africa Day. So if you'd like to check that out, as I say, go and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and or Instagram. Always Inspired Youth or Pride Factor. Go and find us, post your photograph, and let's see if we can win you some prizes. A couple of other things that are happening. We'd love to hear from you. So as I say, please do drop us an email any one time if you'd like to be featured on the show, or if you'd like to engage with us, like to us for a, come and chat at one of your high school career expos, events, sports day events, awards evenings, anything like that. Please reach out. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can send us a smoke signal if you like. The best thing to do is sign up for our newsletter, pridefactor.co.za, and you'll be finding out all the information that we're about. But as I say, more importantly, send us an email, info@pridefactor.co.za. We'd love to hear from you and what it is that you're up to. And if we can help in any way, we'd be more than happy and more than happy to oblige. On that note, other people that are doing fantastic things in the youth space, mention and credibility has to go to a group called SAIC. I'm sure you've heard of them a million times. It is the South African Association of Youth Councils. They have over 2,500 young beneficiaries, and each of the beneficiary has groups of between 30 and 300 youth. SAIC is doing fantastic things around the country. And if you do know of any of them in your area, do go and get hold of them. They offer opportunities, bursaries, platforms, and all kinds of things. And we're very, very proud to be in association with SAIC. So guys, thanks so much for having us on board. And we'll see more of SAIC in the future. Another group of youngsters that are doing fantastically well is known as Activate. And we actually had them on here a couple of weeks ago, if I'm mistaken. Activate Leadership is a platform for youngsters, more in the young adult space, more the student kind of space, maybe from the 18 to 25 year olds. They get them to become community leaders. And through this, they also offer them various opportunities and placements, bursaries. We've actually just had 20 activators sign up onto our online academy, which I'll go through in just a second. But a great bunch of people. They put out all kinds of newsletters. They give the youngsters tips on how to get more involved with their community, how to start up businesses, work readiness, entrepreneurship, of course, a little bit of business acumen, assistance and help here in between, and host a lot of events. So very big up to Activate, the NGO, doing fantastic stuff out of Braamfontein as well as down in Muizenberg in Cape Town. So big respect to you guys. And then last but not least, another group of people that are doing fantastically well is known as Phoenix. Sorry, just a sip of water there. You know how it goes. Phoenix is a group down in Cape Town as well as in Johannesburg. And they have teamed up with Standard Bank and another of other number of other companies. And what they do is they do crowdfunding for bursaries. So get a load of this. It's actually quite an unreal opportunity. So for anyone out there that is looking for a bursary, you know, the government's not going to give you everything that you want. I know we get plenty of emails asking us for bursaries, and I'm sure many, many, many other companies get a lot of companies or a lot of individuals asking for bursaries. So what Phoenix has done is Phoenix gives you a little bit of education on how to make a video and what your offer should be and what your request should be. Then you put together your little video, you complete your profile, you fill in all the information that you want to achieve, all right, so the diploma or the degree you'd like to achieve, and then you make a video and you stick this onto their platform. Then you can find people will be going onto the platform and they can pledge you certain amounts of money, and obviously you keep them up to date with your progress through your bursary achievements. So big respect to Phoenix. You guys are doing fantastic things. Do go and check them out. I think it's phoenix.co.za. But yeah, it's all about bursaries and all about teaching you how to go out and about and just create more and more for yourself. So on that note, I would like to chat to you very quickly about our online academy, which we launched a couple of weeks ago and has been doing the rounds and has been getting fantastic, fantastic interest. What we've done is, over the last 4 years, we've engaged with roughly about 35,000 teenagers and young adults. We've done studies with our partners at Monash South Africa. And we have come up with a 13-lesson learning program. It's not a curriculum. It is a learning program. We've got one for teenagers. So there'll be high schoolers looking from the 15 to 19-year-old side of things. Then we've got one for young adults. So there'll be the 19 to 25, 26 side of things. These are youngsters that are looking for opportunities. These are youngsters that are looking for a little bit more out of life. These are youngsters that want as much as they can get but don't know where to go. So we put these lessons together, and what it is quite simply you sign up and become a Pride Factor Online Academy member. Every week, you'll get one lesson drip-fed to you. At the end of the lesson, which comprises of a three-minute video, at the end of the lesson, we ask you to do a small task. You do that task, you take a photograph of it, and you put it onto Facebook with a certain hashtag so we can find it. And in exchange, our partners at Mahala Loyalty will reward you with points. These points can be used to buy airtime, data, movie tickets, food, vouchers, clothing, glasses, and all kinds of things that you can imagine. So after the 13 weeks, you'll be issued with a certificate and a big pat on the back from me. And then you can see if there's another course that you'd like to do. Again, Candice Modisele, the very fantastic, and myself have teamed up together to make the young adult version that will be ready by the middle of June. For Youth Day, we should be launching it. And then she's also going to be doing her own presentation course. So how to present yourself on TV, how to present yourself on stage, how to present yourself for a work interview, and just in general on social media and things like that. So we're very glad to have Candice involved yet again. So do go and check that out if you'd like to become a Pride Factor member and ideally just enhance your chances at getting a job, at starting your own business, a little bit of business acumen. We talk about things such as setting goals, how to create a LinkedIn profile, how to arrive for a work interview, doing something for your community, doing something for your family, learning how to earn some money, learning how to save some money, being streetwise, being social media wise, etc., etc. We go through all of those things over the 13 lessons. So do go and check it out. It doesn't take a lot to apply whatsoever. We do also, though, however, have roughly 8,000 teenagers and young adults wanting to do this course that aren't able to afford it. It is not very expensive. It is between 249 and 349 Rand per person. But if there are any individuals out there, corporates, NGOs, governments, anything like that, they would like to sponsor a couple of youngsters to go through the program so that they can ideally reach for their change, take advantage of opportunities and win some prizes and be rewarded, learn and earn, then we'd love to hear from you. So do let us know. info@pridefactor.co.za. But other than that, guys, we look forward to hearing from you on any level platform. As I say, please do. We would love to come and chat at your events. We'd love to come and get involved with your high school. Come and do a talk, as I say, for the youngsters out there listening to this. Get hold of us. Send us an email. If you don't ask, you will never get. So do you want to be on the radio show? Send us a mail. Tell us why you deserve. Show us a little bit of motivation as to why you deserve to be on the show and send it through. info@pridefactor.co.za. Otherwise, reach out to us on all the social media platforms. We would love to hear from you and we would love to engage with you. And we are growing at a rapid pace with all these youngsters around the country now assisting us. So these guys are now coming to us and getting a registration job at one of the events and then going off and are speaking at their own events and getting involved with hosting their own events. And therefore, as I say, the circle just gets bigger and bigger. So get involved, guys. My name is Dean Buerta. I work for a company called Pride Factor, and we are very proudly associated with Cliff Central here for the Inspired Youth Show. In ending, I'd like to just put out to all the youngsters out there, all the people out there, as of the 1st of June, it is your month. It is always your day, but it is your month from the 1st of June. It is Youth Month, so let's take advantage of everything that we can. If an opportunity isn't knocking on your door, go knocking on its door. We are there to assist you in any way that we possibly can. We would love to profile you, your business, or your idea. And as I say, just get in touch with us. on any level possible. And let's see if we can help you out and take you to the next level this Youth Month. This is Dean Buerta from Inspired Youth SA saying thank you very much. It's been another wonderful installment. Thank you to Cliff Central. Thank you to Pride Factor. Have a wonderful afternoon. We'll chat more later. Thank you and goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.